My guest at this time is Patrick J. Buchanan, author most recently of the new book, Suicide of a Superpower, Will America Survive to 2025? Many of you, of course, know Mr. Buchanan as having served in three different Republican administrations. He has been featured prominently on shows like Crossfire and other CNN programming. He's currently a contributor to MSNBC. He's also a three-time presidential candidate. And we're here to talk about his book today. Pat, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Greg. Good to be here.
We'll get into the nuts and bolts of this in a moment, but why the year 2025? Why is that the linchpin for you for America to reverse course and avoid this suicide?
Well, it's about three or four more administrations, and we've seen in the last six years, the repudiation of the Republican Party totally in 2006 when they lost both houses, repudiation of the Republican Party in 2008, and the repudiation of the Democrats in 2010 when they lost a record 63 seats in the House, a record unequaled since 1938. I think the American people, four out of five, believe we're headed in the wrong direction. I think they're correct, and I think the congeries of crises that we face, I think it's going to take a bit of time, but I think by 2025, the United States will cease to be the world's last superpower or lone superpower. And my concern, other than that, is really the whether this society is going to disintegrate. It's not whether America is going to be a, quote, the United States is going to be a nation. It's whether we're going to be the America we used to be, one nation, one people, indivisible.
And let's talk about some of the different aspects of what you believe is leading us to the brink. First of all, as most Americans can certainly see, we're in an economic crisis, a huge national debt, a highway to default, as I believe you describe it in the book. One of the major factors in that, as you lay it out, is that we were once a nation of makers and we're now a nation of takers. In other words, we don't produce, but a lot of people, of course, are paid for doing other work. How do we reverse that?
Well, you know, this is an issue I've addressed for the last 20 years. I did in my campaign of 1991-92 against President Bush. And I said, if you take the United States, which has the highest standard of living in the world, the highest wages just about, and the most strict regulations to make our factories safe and clean, and you drop that economy into a global economy where the wages in some places are a dollar an hour and there are no regulations, you will lose your entire manufacturing base because companies here will simply move their factories abroad, reduce the cost of production, pocket the difference, send their goods back to the United States and charge the same amount, and the money will go to the shareholders and the capitalists and, in effect, and the executives. And, in effect, that's exactly what's happened. In the years 2000 to 2010, we lost 55,000 factories, and one in three of all the manufacturing jobs we had. I mean, some states like New York and Ohio lost 40 and 45% of their entire manufacturing base. And so that's one of the reasons we're in decline. We're not, we used to be a self-sufficient republic. We're not anymore.
Pat, in the solutions portion of your book, you talk about one of the many different ways you'd like to see us reverse course. And a part of that, of course, is reducing the amount of government spending and simply reducing the size of government in general. With the installation of a Republican majority in the House following the midterm elections, some have been disappointed that, say, during the debate over the existing fiscal year or the debt ceiling, that the Republicans didn't go far enough. Others say, well, they went as far as they could given the political realities. Do you believe that the Republicans are ready to do the type of downsizing that's necessary?
Well, if they're not ready, then the situation is candidly hopeless, and we will eventually either default or inflate the currency and simply destroy the value of people's savings and try to float our way out of this debt crisis, Greg. But you're right. The Republicans failed in the last decade. I think they've learned their lesson. I do believe if they get a president and a Republican Senate, they can affect a lot of these changes. The question is, do they have the courage and the will? Because the blood that will be shed, and it's not going to be any easy way to balance this budget and cut $1 trillion out of this budget in every single year. I think they may cost them their house, both houses, in 2014 and the presidency in 2016. But we're going to find out, I think. I mean, the Republicans, I think there's a real chance they could be given the franchise again, and it will be up to them.
Pat Buchanan served in three Republican presidential administrations, was a three-time presidential candidate, a fixture on cable news, currently with MSNBC, And he is the author most recently of Suicide of a Superpower, Will America Survive to 2025? This was just the first installment of my conversation with Mr. Buchanan. Please look elsewhere on this website for other excerpts, including an extended conversation on how the decline of Christianity in America is leading to this potential suicide, as well as rapidly changing demographic numbers. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.